Five school districts are suing the Royal Bank of Canada and Stifel Nicholas and Company. They're accused of misleading the districts on a risky investment plan. Last week, a U.S. District Court judge ruled there was no reason why the suit needed to be at the federal level and sent it to Milwaukee County, where it was first filed, a setback for the defendants. As for the plaintiffs,
we're very happy.
Todd Gray is superintendent for the Waukesha School District, which borrowed $65 million to participate in the plan, which was supposed to create a trust fund for post-retirement benefits.
The districts were misled on the quality of the investments that they were buying with these borrowed funds. If these investments do not return, or we do not expect them to return to their fair market value, we'd end up having to find a different way to fund that difference, to fund that debt, and it would have a pretty severe impact on operating budgets.
The Royal Bank of Canada and Stifel Nicholas did not return calls, but if the case stayed in federal court, plaintiffs say it could have dragged on for years. Gray says the local courts will move things along faster and be fairer. As to whether the case has turned school districts away from other investment ventures,
we're always going to need to look for ways to maximize investments. We're always going to be fighting that budget deficit. It's in our best interest to look for ways to help increase revenues and reduce costs. Had this turned out, that might have been the case, but having been sold or given the bad investments, it just didn't work out.
The other four plaintiffs are the Kimberly, Kenosha, Whitefish Bay, and West Allis, West Milwaukee school districts. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.